Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today is Jessica Florey. She's 4-H Youth Development Agent for Frontier District. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Today, this being right in the middle of Volunteer Week, you want to talk a little bit about that?
That's right. So it's National Volunteer Week. It's a national week. It's not just dedicated to 4-H, but volunteers are the lifeline of our program. So first off, I just want to give a shout out to past, present, and future volunteers for our program. Thank you for all that you do for us. We would not thrive or survive without you. Volunteers, there are countless dedicated hours that they give to our program, to our communities. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on what we're doing for them this week to say thank you, and then just talk about some different opportunities that you might have in 4-H to volunteer if you are seeking volunteer positions. We are doing Talk About You bars for our volunteers in each of our counties. We did our first one in Osage last night, and it was really just fun to have our volunteers come, and all my volunteers kept trying to help, and I kept telling, "Now you go sit down. This is for you. The kids can handle this." And so, and it's good for those kids to get in there and show that gratitude and that appreciation to all the work that their club leaders do, their parents do for them. We'll have one in Anderson County next week, and then we'll have Franklin counties here at the end of May. So we've kind of had to space them out, but they're all revolved around saying thank you to our volunteers here for National Volunteer Week. We have a lot of different areas that you can get involved with 4-H if you are seeking positions. We have positions that are more long-term and very dedicated and can really get in there and implement some great programming in 4-H. We have what we call episodic volunteers, where if you're just like a one and done, like, hey, I want to give my time, but I don't have a lot of time to give, but a task or just a time frame in space that you want to come and give. So like our fair is a great example. We are now in the process of finding superintendents for all of our fair areas. And we have some other fair volunteers that we're seeking that is very like short-term type of volunteering, like just come and sit for an hour or two, help us out with a couple different tasks that we need that day. But we have around 200 volunteers in Frontier District plus. And so they help our program thrive. And thank you for all the work that you do.
That sounds amazing. And I think Cody was kind of talking about the taco bar. That
oh,
was
good,
really kind
good,
of an interesting interesting thing a couple of weeks ago when we talked with him.
We tried to be clever and fun here in 4-H.
Right. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, join us for Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.